That dude's a trip. Looks like he's been talking to Mary Jane. I'm gonna win the Rumble, man. He thinks he's beating me tonight? He can suck my candy cane. I'm cutting through competition. Your boy is sharp as a knife. Tonight I win the Royal Rumble. Word motherfrickin' life.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show that raises your wrestling IQ. This is Handsome Dan's Final Say, and it is being brought to you by myself, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, movies, music, etc., Handsome Dan Lopez, and the one and only Rumble, Jay Chewbacca. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, ready to rumble, ladies and gentlemen.
You always should be.
So I'm fired up.
You always should be ready to rumble.
At any moment's notice. Your number could be called.
That's true. And you don't want to go out there unprepared with your pants down.
Certainly.
And end up like flying under the ring like Titus O'Neil or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or breaking your quads like Vince McMahon.
Oh, yeah, that was a Royal Rumble moment, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, no, did he... So. See, he tears the first one in the ring, right?
No, he tore them both upon entry to the ring.
What I heard was, and then again, this is from Bruce, so I don't know. Oh. But Bruce says he tore the first one in the ring and then tore the second one backstage. Like immediately as he stepped backstage.
How would they even know that?
I don't know.
My impression was, because I've seen like a slow-mo replay, and he goes diving into the ring under the bottom rope.
Right.
And you can clearly see him bang both of his thighs on the ring apron.
I see. Yeah.
And then he tries to stand up.
Try to stand up. But if you got, even if it's just one of them, you're not gonna be standing.
That's true. How did he even get backstage?
I think some refs came out.
Did they walk him back there, or did they carry him?
I think so. I think they like. No, he walked. They weren't gonna let him. He wasn't gonna let them carry him. You know.
Him the satisfaction.
He walked, and they were like they were there for support. You know, on each side of him. So.
Well, maybe there is some truth to what Bruce is saying for once.
Because if he had tore both, they would have had to carry him.
Yeah.
There's no way he would have been able to walk. Even with all his gusto, you know.
Even if he is the genetic jackhammer?
Yeah.
Well, you need both quads just to support those grapefruits.
Exactly, pal.
Yeah, pal.
Yeah, quite a... So, yeah, that's a very legendary Royal Rumble moment, I'd say.
Right, but that's not the one we're talking about today. Today, in the main portion of the show, we will be watching along with you and raising your wrestling IQ in the process, Royal Rumble 2004. Right?
Yes, the year prior to the Vince McMahon quad incident. So, sorry about that if you were tuning in for that one.
Yeah. But stick with us. It should still be a good time. But we got a little rumbling of our own to do here in the intro. It wasn't last episode, was it, that we introduced this segment? I think it was one before. No.
One before, yeah.
Yeah. But making a comeback, but don't call it a comeback, is a favorite segment of the show, pretty brand spanking new, making its first appearance in this year of our Lord, 2024.
Yeah, that's right. Kicking it off.
Kicking. You
know, kind of. Kind of, since we're at the end of January. But, you know. a segment that has become a quick favorite, not just with us, but with the people, the public, if you will.
Yeah, the people.
Yeah, the masses.
We did it for
we did it for The Rock, too.
Yeah, we do everything for The Rock.
a segment that is, it's a winner. I think it's going to stick around for quite some time because it's a fun concept. And it's none other than, who'd you put the boots to?
No pun. This segment's very, got legs.
Very appropriate because we are, you know, it's wrestling. It's a wrestling related title.
Sure. So, and this segment's got legs. No pun intended. For a long time, I think, because really, there's no shortage of candidates.
No, I mean, and there'll always be more.
Right. You exist in the world on a day-to-day basis. You're gonna come across some people who you'd like to put the boots to.
Absolutely.
But it was actually my idea to revisit this segment again, because I was so fond of it last time. So I couldn't wait to revisit it. So if you don't mind, Jay, I'll go first.
I don't mind at all. Please do. Okay.
So as you folks may
get those boots ready.
I'm lacing them up. So as you folks may know from listening to this show on a regular basis, I work in the in a grocery store. I've been working in a grocery store for some time. And one of my responsibilities, just like last time we talked about it, is stocking eggs on the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure there are plenty of unborn chickens for the masses to consume.
All chicken kinds fetuses. Of eggs, too.
Oh, yeah. We got your organic, we got your cage-free, we got your pasture-raised.
What if I want my chickens in cages?
We got those, too.
Nice. All right.
We got your non-GMO.
Bro.
We got your no HOMO.
I'll take a couple dozen of those.
But one of the things that you'll experience if you work in the industry like I do is, especially with the eggs, this happens with everything, but especially with the motherfucking eggs, you're going to get people who it's not good enough to walk up to the display and take a carton of eggs and put it in their basket. They got to go digging. through all the cartons of eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
Reaching as far back as they can, totally screwing up your display in the process.
Sure.
In order to get the newest, freshest, longest lasting eggs that they can find. And after they've acquired said item, they don't put your display back together again.
Right. No.
They just certainly walk away not. And yeah. leave chaos in their wake.
Mm-hmm.
And I've wondered, like, why does this matter so much? Because the eggs that are right there in front and center that they could have grabbed, you know, you've got a good week, 2 weeks sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To get to work your way through those.
You don't have, it's not like you have a day.
Right.
You got it right now.
And I don't know about you, but I mean, if I don't eat eggs every day in the morning, I eat them at least every other day.
Sure.
The longest I've gone is probably 2 days in a row without having eggs in the morning.
It's part of a balanced breakfast.
Absolutely it is. So the danger of getting down to the deadline for these people, I'm thinking, is probably nil to non-existent. But I was always wondering, like, in their heads, are they envisioning a scenario where it's day of, and they're reaching into their fridge, and they're like, ah, whoo, man, it's a good thing I went hunting for the newest, freshest eggs I could find, because look at what day it is, honey. And we've still got eggs to eat because I made that extra effort. I went that extra mile. That probably happens never times.
Omelets for everyone.
Exactly, never times. So that does that actually happen? So if I was going to put the boots to anybody, it would be square in the center of their dirty, rotten carcass.
Okay.
Just anybody. There wasn't one particular person. This just happens a lot. And you know how we talked about how the rule should be just once a day you get to put the boots to some random stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody intervenes. Nobody gets appalled or shocked or calls the cops. They don't even help them up when you're done. Everyone just assumes that was their one a day. And whoever that poor bastard soul. Is, he most likely deserved it. He got what he had coming.
He did something. He said something.
Right. It doesn't matter what it was. You don't need to know. Just take for granted. That was a beat down well deserved.
Yeah. So just to clarify. Who exactly is getting the boots put to him?
Any asshole, be it man or woman, who goes digging through a display of any kind of merchandise, really, but in particular eggs.
Right.
Leaves a mess, walks away, and they only did it just to find eggs that were a little bit longer to expire.
I'm clear on that. As someone who also worked in a grocery store for a number of years, I saw the same thing with the gallons of milk.
Oh.
And the same thing with loaves of bread. Oh.
Oh.
Ridiculous. Oh, ridiculous.
Don't get me started.
But I definitely saw similar things with other items.
These boots were made for walking. And when it comes to those people, that's just what they'll do.
Right. Okay. I could definitely relate to that.
So I passed the baton to you, sir.
One more quick thing on that. What about the people who leave random items on random aisles? Because they didn't want to take it back to...
If there were a runner-up, it'd definitely be those folks, because, that's pretty infuriating, and maybe even more prevalent than the egg diggers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot, too.
Yeah. It's especially if it's when they, put it somewhere nearby. It's, you were so close. What the hell?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. As a side note, just the other day, not related, but kind of related, I saw a guy, because we were giving out little samples of whatever in these little plastic cups. Ooh, I see a guy.
I like those, pal.
Yeah. I see a guy walk by a trash can, and it's one of those with the, the flip door where you got to push it open.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to throw his little cup away. It doesn't land for whatever reason. Maybe the door bounces back too soon, knocks it out of there.
Okay.
It hits the floor, goes rolling a little bit, but it's still in plain view. Uh-huh. And it didn't roll even a foot away. Dude just walks off.
Yeah.
Just walks off. We all know it's not going to stay there. Someone's going to pick it up. But as far as he's concerned, it's just not going to be him.
Right.
Not his problem.
Yeah, that irks me too. irked, I say.
Grinds my gears even.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, there's no shortage of lazy motherfuckers who deserve to have the boots put straight to them.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yes.
Said my piece. All right.
we got a theme going with yours. Someone's gonna get it in your store. I feel one of these very very soon.
that'll be on my last day. That'd be how I go out.
You're gonna snap. You're gonna start suplexing people left and right.
Oh man, suplex city, bitch.
Yeah. Then put the boots to them.
Right. Well, you got to get them down first.
Exactly. Okay, so mine is wrestling related. I figured, since we're doing watching a little wrestling. I pick from that world, and I can't pick any other than this guy. someone we've kind of put the boots to occasionally throughout the show.
Verbal beatdown.
Yeah, definitely roasted. I'm gonna say gentlemen. gentleman loosely. A gentleman by the name of Tony Khan.
Oh. Tony Khan, come on in here.
From Jacksonville. AEW. It's gotta be. If I'm gonna pick anyone from the wrestling world right now. I mean, I could pick, there's so many others. Don't get me wrong. Sure. But he's got to be number one.
He's a lot of just people's
he favorite. Needs. If anyone needs the boots put to him, it's this guy, and I want to be the one to do it.
Well, you might have to get in line because there's a lot of people, right. I think, just itching to get a piece of that guy, but. I almost think that'd be a good thing for him at this point.
You think it would knock some sense into him?
Yeah, maybe snap him out of it.
Like a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
Quick side note. Have you seen these Macho Man size Slim Jims? You've seen these in stores?
They're not Macho Man shaped, are they? Because that would be weird.
With the index finger pointing up, yeah.
Biting the head off of a Macho Man made out of meat.
Macho meat. Hey, pal. Ernie, yeah. Write that down.
Elizabeth, getting the macho meat.
I'm going to have Ernie write that down. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a keeper. Macho meat.
I wonder if he used that.
But no, they're like extra long, thicker Slim Jims. And they have Macho Man's on the packaging. It's pretty cool. They're called, I think, the Savage size. I think that's what they call them.
That is cool that they continue to honor his legacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does the Poffo family get a cut when they do that?
Oh, I don't know if they begin to cut. I'd hope so.
His wife, at least he had a wife, right at the end.
He did, yeah. He'd have a widow. And then Lanny's daughter. No, it wasn't her. No, different. It was a different lady. Yeah. But what about like Lanny's daughter and her kids?
Oh, he's got to take care of them too.
Well, I mean, like they're the only ones left, right?
Are they?
I mean, his parents are gone. He didn't have kids.
Oh yeah, I guess that's true. Wow, that's crazy.
I wonder if his widow gets it all. Anyway. or like they split it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Tony Khan. Yes.
Tony Khan.
Back to him.
You know him, you love him.
I don't think I do. I'm not even sure I want to know him. But yeah, just, you know, someone who really needs to get the boots put to him.
Now, was there something recently that sparked this?
Well, just like the latest. I hate saying this, but like scrums, the media scrums afterwards.
He loves a good scrum.
He just is so insufferable, you know, and. Yeah, it's embarrassing, you know. It's embarrassing for the rest of us.
Yeah. He may not realize it, but he is crafting his own legacy. When Dark Side of the Ring finally tells his story after he's all done playing wrestling.
Right.
They're not going to have to make shit up.
Yeah.
He's given them plenty of material to work with.
Definitely, yeah.
So, yeah, man, that would be very satisfying.
And he's just, on Twitter or X, as we call it now. He's insufferable there too.
Everything's the greatest.
Yeah, that reminds me. Have you heard of Corny's newest gimmick?
What's that?
Every time Tony Khan says great or something's the greatest, he rings a bell.
that's great, actually. That is legitimately great, yeah. As opposed to what? Yeah,
the last clip I heard was Corny and sorry, what's his name?
Brian Last.
Brian Last, thank you. They were listening to the latest scrum, and yeah, Corny had the bell there. It's when something is great, or yeah, something's the greatest. Ring the bell. So,
wonder how high the count has gotten.
It gets up there. But yeah, man, this guy's a joke, really. It's at the end of the day, AEW is a joke. It breaks my heart to see Sting there, and he's gonna be having his last match with the Young Bucks of all people.
Just hurt, hey man,
it hurts this little Stinger's soul.
Does he realize what he's doing to the little Stingers?
I should X him.
You should.
Yes. See what happens. See.
Make a post.
You know what? Actually, he'll be at the WrestleCon. I'll bring it up then.
You should cosplay as Sting, but as a little Stinger. Even maybe get a shirt that says Little Stinger.
Little Stinger.
And then you could go up to him and say, Sting, why? All sad.
It was for the money, brother.
That's basically it. He's going out on his terms. And his terms are, you know, as long as the check clears.
Right, right.
So, congratulations, Steve Borden. You have cemented your legacy. Which, I mean, really, at the end of the day, he's no different than any of the rest of them. They've pretty much all gone out this way. Like, what wrestler rode off into the sunset with their legacy intact? I mean, off the top of my head, I can't think of one.
Yeah, that's tough.
Luthez, maybe?
Luthez? Terry Funk? No?
Come on.
No.
How many times did he retire?
Yeah, true. But
didn't he have his last match in some indie legacy show?
Still. I think so. Probably. I think it was with Lawler, right?
Ugh.
That makes sense.
That nothing about that makes sense.
Dan Hansen.
He retired while he was still beloved in Japan.
Shawn Michaels for a while.
Yeah. Until the Sheik started waving that oil money.
Yeah, right.
And he came back bald.
He was bald.
What a fucking joke.
Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks. Yeah. That sucks because he was holding off there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, I just want to really want to put the boots to Tony Khan. I really do.
Really want to lay him in there?
Close second for wrestling promoters these days. Probably Billy Corgan.
Yeah, what the hell went wrong there?
Yeah, just for fucking it up.
That train got way off the rails.
I told you I don't watch NWA anymore, right? It got too brutal. Like it's unwatchable, almost.
It just goes to show you, like, you can be a fan of pro wrestling, but that doesn't necessarily mean you know how to create pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tony Khan's a fan, Billy Corgan's a fan, and look what they've done without any guidance or direction. They've taken their thing that they allegedly love and just slam dunked it right into the fucking toilet.
Just pooped on it.
Yeah, really.
You know what? And another thing while we're at it. Just, you know, AEW, NWA, and MLW, even. I mean, not that I've watched it any time recently, but like Impact or TNA, whatever they call themselves. Man, just these wrestlers these days. Just look at if you just take their rosters and look at the majority of these wrestlers, it's like they look so unintimidating.
Yeah,
I think that's the right word.
So clean cut and just
yeah, a lot of them are. You know, you got your skinny white guys. Skinny white girls. everyone's skinny and, you know, undersized, not just the white people. The other ones too. And like you were saying earlier, like no one sells anything. Super kick is just wiped away. So.
And we were talking.
Hard to get behind anybody. Yeah.
We were talking in pre-production about that. But and the whole where that originated was in a post on X, saying it was from one of the wrestlers saying someone told me that this other wrestler, his opponent, someone told me so-and-so couldn't wrestle. And that was the reason he had the clip as part of the post showing, oh no, see, we can wrestle. They think this is good.
Sure.
They all think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently their audience does too. I'm not going to say the... I'm not going to say the fans because these aren't fans of pro wrestling. This is the pro wrestling audience, and there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The current audience for pro wrestling are not pro wrestling fans. Pro wrestling fans like pro wrestling. This is not pro wrestling.
Sure.
It's been bastardized.
Oh yeah.
With every new generation that comes afterwards, to the point where it's become like, it's like you get a pencil and you shave it down. What you have left is where we're at, and they love that. And to them, that is pro wrestling, but it's not in reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually what pro wrestling is. So,
and as much as the guys these days think, and they do, the women.
Oh,
fucking, you know, brutal.
I love supporting women's wrestling, but even my favorites suck. The ladies who I really want to support and cheer for and root for and whatever, even they are terrible most of the time.
Right.
Like Shayna Baszler. Like, I love Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, you do.
But at least 50% of what she does looks like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And 50% of it's good. Don't get me wrong. But she doesn't hold a fucking candle to Sherry Martel or Velvet McIntyre or the Jumping Bomb Angels or any of the ladies who wrestled like in Moolah's day, Wendy Richter, the Glamour Girls. Lundra Blaze. These ladies could wrestle circles around the best female wrestlers in the world these days.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's I'm talking about the ones that.
Luna? Did you mention Luna?
Yeah, she would be included in that.
She would have killed everybody. And I'm talking about
the ladies.
She would have slaughtered the entire AEW women's roster.
Can you imagine? Luna getting her hands on those bitches.
Sky Blue wouldn't stand a chance.
And everyone's all excited because Thunder Rosa recently came back.
Like, oh boy.
Who cares? Like, was she some kind of legend or something?
Unless
not
she's
last Cobra. I checked.
Unless she's Cobra Moon, I don't care.
Right. She Cobra Moon that. Is better than Thunder Rosa ever will
she
be.
She brings that back, I'm in.
But even what I was saying was, even the ladies at the very top who are considered the best, they're not as good as the female wrestlers of the past, and especially the ones down towards the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
Those ladies are just abysmal. And they're putting them on TV.
You should see some of the women in NWA, MLW. Oof. it's even worse.
It's bad enough that the men think they're good. These women think they're good.
And they're tiny, a lot of them.
Or they're tiny, they're not in any kind of shape.
Yeah.
They're not athletic at all. Like, the moves they do, even the basic moves they do, don't even have a hint of athleticism behind them. Like, if you do a back body drop, it should look impressive. Like, the wrestler performing the move and the wrestler taking the move, there should be some element of athleticism to it.
Mm-hmm.
If these ladies do a backdrop, it looks like they're just falling all over each other. Like, like a couple of housewives out there, you know, holding a play, like trying to act out a match in front of a local theater group or something.
Play fighting, yeah.
But they're on national television doing this.
Indeed.
Oh, under the bright lights. Woof, I say.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Let's put the boots to those broads, too, while we're at it.
Get better.
Yeah. Fucking get better.
Call me, though. Some of them might be like, call me though.
Yeah, right. Here's my number.
Message me later. Yeah.
Yeah. When you're feeling better.
Yep. But yeah, so just to wrap it all up, Tony Khan getting the boots put to him.
And hopefully the women of wrestling.
Hopefully it'll help. Billy Corgan, him too. Throw him in there. And the men, well, too. Don't get me wrong. The men wrestlers these days. Not just the women.
Well, we
they
could stuck, put
the they, boots they, to them. They all stink, right?
They do. We could put the boots to them, but they'll just wipe it off and start their comeback. Wouldn't great sell
point.
It.
Great point.
So, anyway, hopefully there'll be none of that in our watch-along of the 2004... Yes. Royal Rumble,
yes, that one. for anyone tuning in who knew right away.
So, I'm still a little bit in the dark because that was kind of my hiatus from wrestling watching. So, I know I've seen it before, and I'm sure once the event starts, the memories will start coming back as far as what this Rumble is all about. But as of right now, I'm sitting here like a completely blank slate. So it'll be interesting once we get that going, because I don't know what I'm in for just yet. But if you folks do and you're excited about it, stay in your seats, because right on the other side of this break, Jay and I will be back to watch along with you WWE's Royal Rumble 2004. Stay tuned.
The WWE title.
Cena and his partner win. They're in the Royal Rumble match. They lose. They can't enter the Royal Rumble match.
This is my life.
You are the number one entrant into the Royal Rumble.
And it's going to take a hell of a lot more than Paul Heyman to take away my dreams.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here on Handsome Dan's Final Say, where we raise your wrestling IQ, which is what we'll be doing here in just a few moments as we watch along with you the 2004 Royal Rumble presented by World Wrestling Entertainment. Handsome Dan Lopez, Jay Chewbacca with you once again. And Jay did Ernie rebound from his poor start to 2024. Please tell me that he got the preliminary information on this event for you ahead of time.
You know what? Shockingly, he did.
Oh, good job.
Starting off the year well.
Well, he's 50-50 so far, so I guess it could be worse.
Pretty good for him.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent average for him.
All right, so, yes, I've got all that pulled up in front of me here. The 2004 Royal Rumble, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's the 20-year anniversary.
Yeah, it was, we're just a little past it, though. It was January 25th, 2004.
Okay.
So roughly the 20th anniversary.
So we're about a week late.
Yeah. Happy belated anniversary.
Did you do that on purpose, by the way? You're the one who chose what we're watching today, just to peel back the curtain.
I wish I had been smart enough to realize that. No.
It must have been fate.
Yeah, I think so. But in my mind, though, I was probably thinking it was still 2023. Because you know how that's, you know, I don't know about you, but like when it flips over to the next year, it's still like an adjustment period in my in my mind, you know.
Yeah, it takes a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
January 25th, 2004, from the Wachovia Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love.
Banks buying up stadiums as as they do.
Right, right. Wachovia Center was renamed in 2010 to the Wells Fargo Center, which is what it is to this day.
Right, because that's better. Do they have to name
one bank to another?
Uh-huh. Do they have to name the arena after themselves? Is that really necessary?
Well, don't they buy the rights to that or something?
Well, like I assume that the reason it's named after the bank is because the bank owns it.
Yeah.
But well, my question is, we can't come up with something a little cooler than that?
They're not going to get creative. They're just going to slap their name on it.
That's capitalism at its finest.
A near sellout. Not quite. Uh-oh. 17,289. The capacity is 19,500.
Yeesh. So, for the Royal Rumble, huh? Couldn't sell out the Royal Rumble.
Couple thousand short. In Philly.
Yeah, Philly's a hotbed.
Yeah. Hmm.
Where are those rabid Philly fans at? Had something better to do?
This is their life, yeah.
Right? Well, they had to go, get a cheesesteak. Had to go climb those steps, check out the Rocky statue. Where you at, people?
Ooh, I want to do that.
Well, I mean, you could do that in the afternoon and go
be there.
Rumble. What's the big deal?
when I'm there in a couple of months, pal.
Oh, that's right. You will be there. Boots on the ground.
Definitely got to go see Rocky. How about buy rate? Pay-per-view buy rate? 582,000.
Is that good or bad?
Well, it's slightly down. It's down from last year, slightly down.
Okay.
2003 Royal Rumble, 585,000 buys.
Hmm.
We're down 3,000.
This is the trend, right? I mean, we're heading in that direction.
Yeah, because I looked up 05 and it's about 10,000 buys lower. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so this is
the boom period is over.
Meanwhile, yeah, O2 was like well over 600,000 buys. I think it was close to 700.
Okay.
So yeah, we're declining.
The honeymoon's over, folks.
Want to go over the rest of the card?
Let's do it.
Real quick. It's not a lot because the Rumble's the gist of it. Do you want to hear about Sunday Night Heat? What the happenings going on there?
That's the reason I'm here.
Are you going to leave after this?
I'm taking my headset off right after you give me this result.
On Sunday Night Heat, I'm almost afraid to do it now. Victoria, accompanied by Stevie Richards, defeated Molly Holly by pinfall.
Main event anywhere in the country.
Yeah. You know what, though? We were just talking about the women of today.
Uh-huh.
These two would, like, mop the floor with them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely they would. I mean, not exactly a primo spot, but at least they weren't jerking the curtain on Sunday Night Heat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At least they got main event status.
I've actually had the pleasure to meet both of them. Very nice ladies.
From what I hear, that is the case. I've never met them, but yeah, real dolls, those two.
Yeah, especially Molly.
Mm-hmm.
So our opening contest, officially, for the World Tag Team Championship, the tables match. Batista and Ric Flair, the champions.
Woo!
Representing Evolution, of course. They defeat the Dudley Boys.
Oh, that's why it's a tables match.
In a tables match in Philly.
In Philly, of all places.
Yeah, beat them at their own game.
Well, sure. That's the WWE 101.
At their own game in their not their hometown, but they're definitely their turf.
Right.
How about
that was probably a hot opener, huh?
It went 5.5 minutes.
Well,
maybe it was hot, and maybe it was hot and quick. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if it was like wild brawl style, you wouldn't.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
How about Ric Flair holding tag team gold?
It's weird.
And yeah,
I'm not going to say it's not weird, but
with the young Batista or baby Batista.
I wonder long term if that whole Evolution thing turned out to be a positive for those involved. I would assume it was. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Batista holding the tag titles with Ric Flair, that's good for him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
at that time, yeah.
That helps kind of wipe the stank of Deacon Batista off of him, right?
Of course, yeah. We don't
really up like against his former boss, right?
Devon? Yeah, Devon. Reverend Devon. I didn't even think about that until now.
The student has become the teacher.
Beating him in a tables match.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ric Flair and Batista had the tag belts like twice, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A couple different times. Next up for the Cruiserweight Championship, the champion Rey Mysterio defeats Jamie Noble, accompanied by Nydia.
Jamie Noble was good.
Especially with Nydia. Mm-hmm. This was fun, the hill hillbilly gimmick. It's not really a gimmick. He's a West Virginia hillbilly, but really amping it up, you know.
Right. And she had quite a set on her, as I recall.
I do recall that, yeah. Probably I remember from not, Tough Enough.
Probably not natural, I'm guessing.
Well, you know.
But few women in the WWE at that time were.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah.
That's why Victoria and Molly Holly didn't make the pay-per-view.
Oh, good point.
And Nydia did.
They were above that, yeah.
Right. But
They were ladies.
Right. But I got to tell you, it worked on Nydia. She wasn't that. She probably isn't considered in the upper echelon
of
beauties at that time.
Probably not, no.
But I was kind of into the whole trailer park gimmick.
Yeah, and they were funny too. They're funny together. How about Eddie Guerrero Eddie Guerrero defeats Chavo Guerrero?
We're still doing that
with Chavo Classic.
I thought he was a good fit.
My former substitute teacher, right. Chavo Classic.
I thought he was a good fit with Chavo.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I remember this very well. I'm like nearly 13 years old at this time. So I am in, you know. I remember this very well. It's probably a solid match, huh?
I would assume.
Yeah. 8 minutes. Yeah. How about this? For the WWE Championship, Brock Lesnar, our champion, defeats... Oh, go ahead.
Lesnar.
Defeats top challenger. He's going to beat everybody. Hardcore Holly.
Ooh. I'm sure that was a barn burner.
You know any backstory of this?
My understanding was it Holly that injured Brock or the other way around?
Other way around.
Okay. I knew that.
Yeah, it's his neck.
Right.
It was like August or September of 2002 on a SmackDown. Holly came back at Survivor Series 2003. He was out for, well over a year.
So question, as a 13-year-old in the thick of it, in your mind, did Holly have a snowball's chance at all against Brock?
I think they were trying to put it over that there could be.
Oh, clearly they were trying.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so. No.
I don't think so, Bob.
But I didn't hate that Hardcore Holly got the shot though, because it made sense because of the whole injury.
You were able to buy angle. In at least.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And Hardcore Holly was fucking with him a lot on TV leading up to it. So it wasn't bad, I thought.
Is there a clear cut heel face in this matchup?
I guess Bob is the face.
I can't imagine Bob Holly getting a ton of cheers
because he's supposed to be the sympathetic
right
guy, because he's the one with the broken neck and everything.
The broken freaking neck.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just can't picture Holly getting a lot of cheers as a baby face.
Yeah. Bob Holly, sympathetic baby face. I don't know. I don't know about that one. So he didn't win. Brock beat him in 6 minutes.
World championship match, folks. 6 minutes.
Well, no,
Hulk,
no.
That's Hulk Hogan-esque.
No, WWE championship match. Next is the world championship match.
Oh, sorry.
That's what we're doing. We got the two belts on two shows.
Yeah, pal.
For a last man standing match for the big gold, mm-hmm. the World Heavyweight Championship. The game, Triple H, the champion, of course.
Game's over.
I'm over. versus his old pal, Shawn Michaels. It ended in a draw. I don't remember the ending to that. So
interesting.
So I guess they both couldn't answer the 10 count then.
Oh, okay. My guess is they got a little bit more than 6 minutes.
23.
No wonder all these other matches were short.
A mile longer than any of the other matches. Rey Mysterio and Jamie Noble was 3 minutes, by the way.
Holy shit. Well, that all computes.
Well, game's over. He's got to get more time.
Yeah. Of course. That's what the people want to see.
They're not here for the Royal Rumble.
No, they want to see the game pushed to his absolute limits and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So, that's it for the rest of the card.
Okay. Well, now that the stage has been set, it's time to pull up the cock.
Oh, yeah.
Cock, pal.
Whip it out, ladies and gentlemen. ladies too. Ladies too, whip it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. We're not going to assume. We're not going to assume anyone's gender on this show.
Wouldn't want to be canceled.
No, definitely not. All right. So on the cock, you're going to look for season 17 of the Royal Rumble.
Yes, of course.
Because that's how that works.
That's how we used to do it back in the day, right?
Yep.
By seasons.
That's old school. Episode 1, obviously.
All right.
And you want to hit timestamp 1 hour, 28 minutes, and 59 seconds.
Yes, exactly. Not 1 hour, 29 minutes, 0 seconds.
Right.
God damn it. 1 hour, 28 It's 59 seconds.
We're timing this to the second, ladies and gentlemen. Howard Finkel should be in the ring. Running down the rules.
As he does.
Yep. If you're ready, I'm ready. We will hit play on play.
Uh-huh. Sorry, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Ernie, lower it down. Jeez.
His percentage is starting to slip.
Yeah, right. Now he's down to 33%. Okay, so we got the volume problem.
Fixed. Okay. All right. So you ready?
Ready.
All right. In 3, 2, 1, play.
All right. I'm back. Oh, wait, we got an interruption here.
You got a run-in.
No one's ever interrupted Finkel before.
Yeah, who does this asshole think he is?
Wait, did Tunney ever do it? No, Tunney never did.
No, Tunney had more respect, damn it. can't count on that from this piece of shit. look at that ring.
I definitely hated Bischoff while back in this day.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I just noticed all the bloodstains. Oh, look at all that
filth. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Can you imagine rolling around on that?
What's it called? Tetanus? That's what I'm thinking of.
MRSA?
Yeah.
That's a case of MRSA waiting to happen. Oh, God. Look at it. Ric Flair.
I'm telling you, man.
Ric Flair was here.
I'm telling you, man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be rolling around in other people's fluids. Oh, look who it is.
Wow, looking very slim and trim.
20 years ago.
Who is this man?
He is slim, yeah.
Yeah.
Slimmer, much slimmer.
Fit as a fiddle.
Really letting himself, shows you how he's let himself go.
Yeah, really. He would not have gotten there that quickly nowadays. No. So is Heyman the SmackDown GM at this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Bischoff for Raw, obviously. It's a little... Oh, whoa!
Whoa!
We did not expect this, ladies and gentlemen. Heyman and Bischoff.
A Pierce Sixer has broken out, yeah.
This is quite a start to the Royal Rumble. I forgot all about this.
This is the 4x4 era. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
This is Sheriff of Monday Night Raw.
Right.
Steve Austin. whatever that meant. It just meant he could do whatever, I guess. Man. Yeah, I forgot. I did not remember any of this. Heyman and Bischoff. Throwing hands. What? Oh yeah, we're in prime. What?
Great.
Well, maybe not prime, but it's still fresh.
You know? Still pretty egregious.
Yeah. Isn't there supposed to be a Royal Rumble match?
Every 2 minutes, something like that.
Are they in it? Is this number 1, 2, and 3?
Those shorts are a little too short. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, stunner to Bischoff. The shorts are what?
They're a little too short. You know what I mean?
By an inch or two. Yeah.
But I guess he needs that short to keep his... To make braces? Room for his braces.
Yeah. Those braces are high up. Having a beer with Heyman? This can only end well. And what? a stutter to Heyman. Hey! Heyman took a good one.
Yeah. That was almost Shane McMahon-esque.
Probably because he's in better shape. Yeah.
He would have folded like an accordion if he had taken one of those today.
Yeah, it would not be pretty. Are we going to have a Royal Rumble?
At some point.
They're just Bischoff and Heyman are laid out.
I don't understand. I mean, what was their beef at the beginning?
Just rivalry between shows, you know.
Okay.
Just that stuff. Because this was still the brand split. 15 guys from Raw, 15 guys from SmackDown.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, it's Bill.
Yeah, Bill. Oh, Terry conducting interviews.
Who's that number one?
I think. I was just kidding.
I was just kidding. Who's that? Look at Brock, fresh off a win over Bob Holly.
Right.
Could this have been a hell of a rivalry? If any of them cared.
I mean, let's be honest. What's Goldberg good at?
Not much.
Squash matches, that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Goldberg's in the Rumble, of course. Oh, who we got now?
Goldberg playing mind games.
Oh, okay.
Whoever thought that happened?
I forgot that Terry was an interviewer. I guess she hung around for a few years.
Yeah.
So they're scraping Heyman and Bischoff out of the ring at this
point. I guess that must be what's happening.
Jim Ross and Taz on commentary?
With a We Love Mike Chioda sign behind them.
I don't disagree with that sign.
Is that his mom?
It could be.
He got them.
They would have, I mean, they would have good seats like that.
I know. He got them those seats. He's like, all right, mom. Don't embarrass me out there.
I don't know. Although, I don't know. If I'm family, I think I want to be in a box. A private box.
Right. The fans might get a little rowdy.
Yeah.
Dump beer all over Mike Chioda's mom.
Oh, look. We have the Taz's keys to victory of the Royal Rumble.
Oh, sure.
Number one, stay out of sight, out of mind. Number two. Yeah. Right. Number two, conditioning.
Sure.
Number three, higher numbers, your best friend. Some real knowledge there.
Wow. That's really, really teaching us something here.
Okay. Here's our number one entrant.
Wow.
Remember this guy?
Well, this should get the match off to a killer start.
If I'm number two, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, really?
Well, I don't want to be alone with him.
Well, you might be okay, because he doesn't have a towel in his hands.
Oh, or a copy of the Bible.
Right. He's strictly here to do business.
Woo! We're doing it, folks. Buckle up.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me. I know exactly where this is going.
So he's in a feud with Heyman. Heyman put him at number one.
Okay.
And he's been having... Heyman won't give him a shot at Brock, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Any significance to old RKO coming out here at number
two? Yeah. Randall Keith Orton. Luck of the draw. Okay. Or bad luck of the draw. Intercontinental champion, that belt that I don't like.
Yeah, that belt's pretty shit.
The oval belt.
Boy, Randall's been around a long time, huh?
This is baby Orton. Only less than 2 years in. Wow, 20 years later. Or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He had so much less tattoos.
But quite a few more than you expect for this kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
I bet you Vince hated that.
What, tattoo?
Tattoos, pal. You could be a movie star.
He does hate sneezing. So I guess tattoos wouldn't be out of the question.
So are we doing 2 minutes? Is that what it is?
I don't recall. It's either 90 or 2 minutes. What's that?
Do you think that's legit? Or do you think every Rumble fudges with that?
I think so. I'm going to say no.
It's interesting. Because I was always under the impression that it was more or less on the level with regard to the time in between.
I think there's been fuck-ups, definitely, where, like, it was too late or too early.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that for a fact. I feel that there's been times where... It's that, like, whoa, that was too quick, or shouldn't someone be coming out by now?
Like, three, you want to believe, but two, you just can't.
One. Right. Number three. Mark Henry.
Somebody's about to get their ass whipped.
With Theodore R. Long.
Has Teddy Long done... Like, if Teddy Long is your manager, you're not in a good position on the card.
Not at this time.
Not since Doom, I don't think.
Or the Skyscrapers?
Well, even the Skyscrapers weren't set the world on fire.
But yeah, you got a good point there, because wasn't he managing Jim Powers and...
Ice Train,
Craig Pittman, or no?
I don't know if he managed Pittman.
Maybe not Pittman, yeah. But yeah. And at this time, he was managing, he had Mark Henry, like Rodney Mack.
Yeah.
Maybe one other guy.
Remember him?
Oh, Jazz.
You said managed one other Jazz. Guy?
I did, but... Well played.
What are you insinuating?
I did say that. Well played, sir. What about this blue singlet from Mark Henry? He looks like Big Blueberry.
Kind of does, yeah. Gone are the days of sexual chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking love Tajiri. I know he's got no chance, but I love him.
Imagine if like
Tajiri,
you drew names with your friends to see who is gonna win, and you ended up with Tajiri.
Tajiri. Damn it. But you hope for the best.
Right.
Tajiri, hell of a WWE run. He overachieved, if anything.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, he was fortunate to come in when they still were doing the cruiserweight thing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that definitely helped.
Cruiserweight champ. He was U.S. champ.
Oh, did he win that?
Tag. He did win that. He held that for a minute.
Who'd he beat? Do you remember?
Ooh, I don't. I sure don't. But I know he had the tag belts a handful of times.
Who was that with?
He had him and Eddie Guerrero were the champs, believe it or not.
No.
For a hot minute.
I don't know why I was going to suggest Little Guido.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, just a tag team of Tajiri and Little Guido makes
sense have that,
to me. I don't know why.
And they have that ECW history as well. Okay. He was champs with Regal.
Oh, yeah, he did do a thing with Regal.
Yeah. Oh, it's pre-JBL.
Yeah, but he's you could tell he's morphing into that guy.
Yeah, the hair.
Yeah, the hair.
I thought his hair at this was weird at this time.
Because he was still in the APA, but he had preppy hair.
Yeah.
When before they were cigar smokers and beer drinkers and shit.
He had the long black hair. It was quite a shocking change. But he does definitely no chance. He's not JBL yet, so.
What did you think?
And he's gone.
Oh, that was
just like that. In 6 months, that guy's the champion.
You know, that was by design. I just want to go in, hit my finisher on everybody, and then get out.
Get paid.
Look cool and have a short night.
I mean, how much are you getting paid for that, though? I'm all right with it.
Yeah, that's a full night's pay. That's what I'm saying. That's by design. He was friends with the game, so he was able to, I think, call his shot there.
He knows they're not putting him over. Yeah. So, yeah.
Why do you want to be out there all night? Just to kick and punch.
And teeter on the ropes.
Right.
Rhino with a Y.
I like Rhino.
Love Rhino. Right. He looks exactly the same.
Meaning today?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he looks. It's wild how he's just stayed the same.
Oh, the tarantula.
If I were a wrestler, I would model myself after Rhino. I'm short, thick,
stocky.
Stocky. Oh, there goes Tajiri. Oh, damn it.
Tajiri.
Yeah, short, thick, stocky, for sure. And Mark Henry's out. Be happy that's all he did to you, Mark Henry.
Yeah, really. He got off easy.
Really did. But yeah, I'd be a Rhino type, I think.
No shame in that.
Or nowadays, Otis.
Otis.
I get a kick out of Otis. He looks like a walking potato.
Oh, I didn't realize Henry got the mist.
Oh, okay. Right before Tajiri went out. Yeah. Now, is that racist?
What, that all Japanese wrestlers spray mist at people?
No, that he missed at a black man. Is that assault? Is that a hate crime?
It might be.
Or is it or because he's also a minority, it's fine.
I think it depends on what color mist.
I think it was green, right?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
That's common.
Matt Hardy looking in good shape here.
Version one. God, you see him nowadays. His legs couldn't be more bow-legged, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was always kind of that way, though.
Yeah, but now...
it's just real bad.
20 years later, yeah. Almost out of here. Yeah, it's hard to watch him walk.
Yeah. Seeing him go toe-to-toe with Randy Orton for a second there made me think he should have been a bigger deal. Matt Hardy.
Yeah, you think it was... yeah, maybe because Jeff was so much more popular.
Yeah, but Jeff had no personality. Like, he was just, cute, I guess?
Well, right.
But, I mean, Matt Hardy's not a bad-looking dude. And he's a better worker. He's got more charisma. Like, he couldn't have had, a good intercontinental... title run.
Can't remember if he did win that at some point. Oh, number 8. Holla. If you hear me, I got 145% chance of winning this Royal Rumble.
did he already have his run with the game?
Yes, that was all of 03. Or a lot of it.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
Not great. Not great at all. I think at the 2003 Rumble, they had a match. It was for the title. But yeah, that continued on.
I remember... because I had gotten into wrestling during the Monday Night Wars. I'd gotten back into wrestling. And I lost interest somewhere through the 98, right?
Uh-huh.
And, I was not watching anything. And then it must have been around 2003. That I was at some place and saw a wrestling magazine. I think it was Raw magazine or something. And it had Scott Steiner facing off against Triple H.
Oh, okay.
And just strictly from an aesthetic perspective, I was like, "Ooh, that looks..."
It was fantasy warfare?
Well, no, it was when they had done their first face off. It was an actual image.
I see. Okay.
And I was like, that looks like a big deal. It wasn't enough to get me back into it, but it definitely caught my eye.
Matt Morgan. At number 9. Wow, I forgot he was there.
Stuttering his way to the ring.
isn't that so stupid? That's what you have for the guy? He's a stutterer?
I mean, look at him. He's huge.
How's that supposed to get over? You know?
I think the evidence is clear. Vince McMahon has no fucking clue what to do with a giant. No fucking clue.
Not since Andre.
I mean,
maybe not really, even that.
Did he really even handle Andre all that well?
May not have even, done that well.
So, I'm not saying the man hasn't done good business in wrestling, but when it comes to giants.
But he loves them. He loves them.
Sure.
I know him from his TNA run.
Right.
He was in TNA many years.
That's a real...
I think he's a politician these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real sore spot with old James E.
Oh.
He hates what they did with Matt Morgan. I think Morgan was a OVW
guy. Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. Hey, stand back. Hurricane coming through. Hell of a crossbody.
What do you think of Hurricane?
I love me some Hurricane.
I bet.
I loved him. I wanted one of his masks. I knew they sold them. One of my favorite. Yeah, he usually doesn't last long in the Royal Rumbles. Ooh, he might have fucked up his ankle.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he landed really, really bad. Way to go, Matt Morgan.
Yeah.
Way to be safe.
You know what's funny? You know how modern wrestling fans, not even modern in the sense of 2024, but like even people who are like our age, my age, will say that over the top rule, you know, automatic DQ from like back in Bill Watts's Mid-South territory,
right?
The old NWA. They say that's stupid. But a whole lot of wrestlers injure themselves going over the top rope, even now.
Sure. There's going to be one more in this Rumble.
So if you think about it, is it really all that stupid?
Yeah, there's going to be one. There's going to be another one that's even worse. You'll see. But yeah, he looks like... I wonder if he did fuck himself up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It looked bad. Scott Steiner would not be here much longer. Yeah, not at all.
I wouldn't think so.
He doesn't make it to Mania, I don't believe. Booker, with his alternate theme, Can You Dig It Sucka, that he rapped on. Did you believe it?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it's no longer the Harlem Heat theme, you mean?
No. Not at this juncture. Is that the right word?
A couple of WCW alums going at it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. The last match of Nitro.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's kind of sad. Wipe a tear away.
Aw.
What's your favorite look for Booker T?
Favorite look?
Do you like the Whoopi Goldberg like he's rocking here?
Oh, no,
clean shaven with the longer dreads, or do you like the sort of high and tight fade with the mustache?
Yeah, well, he was when he first went singles.
Yeah,
yeah, when he would just wear like the Harlem Heat pants,
right,
and the gloves, shirtless with the with that short kit. Yeah, I think that one.
I agree.
Wrestling Benoit, right?
Yeah. They had the best of seven.
Mm-hmm. Which was actually eight because Bret Hart interfered in one of them. On behalf of Benoit, and Benoit wouldn't take the win.
Fucking Bret Hart.
sticking
his nose.
You know, I could have probably been in this Royal Rumble if Bill Goldberg hadn't kicked me in the head. I told him not to hurt me.
Please don't hurt me, Bill.
Oh, well, Scott Steiner
just picked up.
Scott Steiner eliminated during Kane's entrance.
Why do they do that? Why do they eliminate people during entrances, especially entrances where the lights are out?
Maybe they go too early. Something like that.
You can't just, like, say something to each other?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Scott Steiner wanted out.
Yeah, maybe.
Impressive chokeslam to Matt Morgan there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Scott Steiner's drop foot was acting up.
Kane was definitely a menace at this time. Mm.
What did you think of the look when they revealed his face and all that shit?
I thought, well, I was disappointed because I thought the whole story was he was burned.
Right.
at first he looked it, but then the next week he was like that, and I'm like, well, he's fine.
Did they ever explain that?
No. No, of course not. Oh, we got a bong.
Oh, well, light them up.
Yeah. I just might hear it in a minute, actually. Booker T eliminates Kane. Just like that.
Just like that.
You know why that happened?
Because, the American Badass was buried by Kane, right?
Yes, sir. At the Survivor Series.
And WrestleMania, he's teasing a comeback. The Dead Man.
Right.
Right.
At the Survivor Series, Taker versus Vince McMahon, buried alive match. Yes, that happened. and Kane interfered and buried The Undertaker.
Did they actually have a match?
They did.
Wow.
And poor Spike Dudley.
Yeah.
Gets the beat down.
Isn't he always, though?
Ew, I guess he was actually number 13. Yeah, Spike Dudley, tremendous at taking an ass whooping. Right?
If somebody needs to get run over by someone else, send Spike Dudley out there.
These small guys today, though, they couldn't, lace up his boots, lace up Spike's boots.
Yeah, if that had been one of the Young Bucks, he'd have kicked the shit out of Kane.
Super kick party.
Right. The party.
Or Marco Stunt, who would have just whipped Kane's ass.
I just thought of a sign I would bring to an AEW show.
Oh, shit. It's Rikishi. Uh-oh. Still here. January 04. Okay.
What was his time frame?
Oh, there goes Rhino.
Aw.
I like Rhino.
He had to make room for Rikishi's ass.
So much ass. I don't think he makes it out of this year. Yeah, I think he's gone by 05.
Hmm. And that's Fatu, formerly of the Samoan SWAT team, right?
Correct.
Or the Head Shrinkers.
And the Head Shrinkers, yep.
It's just crazy to think that
Make a difference, Fatu.
Right. Crazy to think that he went from a high-flying Samoan to that.
He was the Sultan as well.
He was the Sultan. He's got a big ass, Jim Ross.
So really, he worked here a long fucking time.
A long time. New Gen. What? He's New Gen.
Yeah. Pre-New Gen. Because he was there in 92.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, 12-year run.
I'm over here thinking, like, I'm thinking of the character Rikishi, and, like, he wasn't around that long, you know?
Right.
But if you're talking about Fatu, long time.
Long time.
René Dupri. Here comes the French-Canadian Alex Wright. Hey, man.
His dancing isn't as good, though.
Well, whose is?
Good point. Where is Alex Wright? Oh, I guess he's still in Germany.
Berlin, to be specific.
Lives there. Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. René Dupri takes out Matt Hardy. I do remember that. That was fun. And there he goes. Rikishi does away with René Dupri.
Is he part of the team right now, or is he just a singles guy?
I think he's a singles by now.
Oh, La Resistance already had a run?
No, I think I'm wrong. I think they're still... Yeah, because they're at Mania. That's okay. Right.
I was going to say, no more Sylvan.
I think they go to 05, 06, maybe.
Okay.
Sylvan.
Oh, but my sign my sign to bring to AEW?
Uh-huh.
Would be a super kick party pooper.
I like that. I like that. You like A-Train?
I'm all right with a little A-Train every now and then. He looks very baby here.
Baby face?
Well, like just baby A-Train. Like I don't see the piercings. I don't see.
Oh, who was that? Oh, Matt Morgan.
Eliminated by Benoit.
Yeah. Take it easy on him, Chris. Take it easy on him. Well, A-Train's been around. He's been A-Train for a while.
I don't know why, but he just looks different here.
Yeah, remember, because he's at WrestleMania 19.
Right.
Oh, there goes Rikishi.
Whoa. I didn't need that camera angle.
Booker.
Okay, damn. So someone big must be coming. That's the only reason they do this usually.
Because we're down to Benoit, Orton, and A-Train. A-Train.
Yeah.
But A-Train. Another guy who had and is having a long run with them. He's worked there forever.
Yeah, is he still a trainer?
I believe so. He's definitely still there. Shelton. Okay. One half the world's greatest tag team.
Has he ever mattered?
Sadly, no.
I feel like he's been at this a long time and has never mattered.
Sadly, no. He should have.
Yeah, but I mean, it takes more than just being an athlete and being able to do moves to be a pro wrestler. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know, but... Yeah, his promos definitely weren't the best, but he was so good, though.
Yeah.
So good. And there he goes. Not tonight.
Yep.
Not tonight, Shelton.
No super kick parties here.
Is A-Train gone? I missed that.
Yeah, Benoit eliminated him again during another entrance.
Oh, okay.
During Shelton's entrance.
Wow.
How many have come in so far?
You don't even get eliminated on screen.
Yeah.
They're not even going to bother with a replay.
No. Like they would start. Do we know what number we're on at this point?
Shelton was 17.
Okay.
Here comes number 18. 5, 4, 3, 2, and both guys are laid out. The ring completely laid out. Who the hell? Oh, I remember this. Okay, this is one of the greatest Royal Rumble entrances of all time, right here. This is a treat.
Oh,
it's the Cat, Ernest Miller. Yes, he was here.
I didn't even know he was there.
It was brief enough time to get in the Royal Rumble. Look at this.
Wow.
Look at this demonstration.
Well, it was brief with good reason, if this is the kind of shit he was pulling.
What was his manager's Lawrence or Lorenzo, something like that. This guy's name.
I'd like to see Shelton Benjamin try this.
Maybe would have gotten a little more over.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look at all the time this guy's getting.
Look at this display. You think he'll win?
I don't know, but it's not looking good.
Oh, there goes the wig. Unofficial elimination and an official elimination. Oh, Lamont. Lamont was the guy's name.
He managed to go over the top rope without hurting himself.
Yeah. Get on him. Talk about an obscure character.
Yeah, really.
Lamont. Ernest Miller's manager.
Forever immortalized in the 2004 Royal Rumble.
That was, yeah, that I always thought that was a fun little moment. Oh, now we're about to get serious.
This is about to pick up. Intense.
Kurt Angle. Definitely a front runner.
Well, he's an Olympic gold medalist.
Because he wants to get another shot at Brock.
Oh, that's right.
Angle and Benoit.
They fuck each other.
They fuck each other.
Good matchup there.
Yeah. I'm glad Angle survived. All those times, yeah.
Yeah, really.
He didn't know who he was in the ring with.
He still speaks highly of Benoit.
Yeah, I know. A lot of you.
But I mean, just the
rest of them do. Yeah.
He didn't really know who he was dealing with.
None of them. Yeah, none of them did. I know. Randy Orton taking a break in the corner.
Yeah, I would.
Been in there since number two.
He's the only Evolution member in this, huh?
He is. Yeah. Good point. Rico.
Oh, with it's
Jackie.
Jackie, yeah.
Yeah. Also from Tough Enough. Like Nydia.
Right.
How about Rico? Very effeminate gentleman.
Isn't he like 45 right here?
Flamboyant, if you will. Oh, yeah. He was when he started, he was 40.
That's crazy.
Or in his 40s, yeah. He's an OVW forever.
Yeah.
Forever and a day, like a baseball player that's in the minors for years and years, and they finally make it to the major leagues.
Is his face painted?
He usually would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I was wondering what that was. I thought he was wearing a mask at first.
Yeah, he would really, like...
masks.
He would really like Adrian Street.
Okay.
His face, yeah. That's what this is. You know.
I kind of wish we'd just seen a little more of Jackie.
Sure. Oh, there goes Rico. I guess we won't see any more of Jackie.
Randy just dumped him like yesterday's garbage.
Yeah, Jackie was... She's a tight body, like got some muscles too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very tight. Number 21 coming out, so we're getting like... there. Uh-oh.
Oh yeah.
Testing. Get it?
Wait, did he die backstage?
Did you hear me high-five myself for that one?
I did. That was
test.
Very proud moment.
No test. What's going on?
I was wondering if maybe he died backstage.
Oh, no. He's on the ground.
He's on the cardiac arrest?
too many goddamn pills. All right, get in there.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, just like that? Who's really amping up the voice? Yeah. That one. Get out there, goddammit.
I wouldn't want Steve Austin yelling at me.
And it's Mick Foley. Arch rival of Randy Orton right now.
Right.
He took out Test. Because Test, I believe Test and Orton had attacked him on Raw.
Why was Test affiliated with Orton?
He just had some beef with Test. Now, I don't think like he was associated with Evolution, but like Test happened to be nearby, and Test jumped in on it. You know,
he happened to be nearby.
Yeah,
this is the story of his career.
So he just started in on it. And
isn't
so.
isn't that the only reason he even got involved in wrestling? Because Motley Crue was in town.
Oh yeah, yeah, he was their bodyguard, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit. They're both out. Mission accomplished. Yeah. By Mick Foley.
Was Mick considered active at this time?
Semi.
Okay. So he hadn't officially retired yet?
Not officially, no. Because him and Orton are gonna have a whole months long thing.
Is that Cactus Sam Jack Elliott?
Is going to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that Sam Elliott in the front row?
Oh. Taking on the wrestler? Wrestler? I can't do a Sam Elliott, but
yeah, it's you not get many, it. Not many people can.
You get it, though.
He strikes me as a Mick Foley fan, though.
It's wrestling. It's what's for dinner.
You're doing great, Mick.
Mijo. Christian, the number 22. Creepy right. Little bastard.
Let's draw the line in the sand right here and now. Who's better, Christian or Edge?
Just overall?
Yeah.
I pick Edge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think Christian's better.
Really? Okay.
I do. I never bought Edge.
Oh, who did he smack with the steps? Oh,
I think that was Fit.
Oh, Fit Finley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Open
head. Oh shit!
Shots. Shots to the dome. That was still okay, huh?
Apparently.
He gave him two shots to the head. So yeah, Christian.
Yeah.
Like Christian.
I always thought Christian was more believable as a character.
Huh. Oh, come on. Ugh. And we wonder why. We wonder why Mick is how he is nowadays.
Mick sure took his share of lumps at the hands of Randy Orton.
Yeah, man, I don't know if I could have someone ram my head into the ramp like that. Socko.
There's a reason why Mick Foley walks like he does now.
Yeah, right. Who we got here? Nunzio. Oh, getting a Socko for his troubles.
Yeah. Him and Spike should team up.
the two guys that'll never back down from anybody.
Right.
What fucking skill though? You want a fucking fight team?
Just constantly get their asses kicked.
But the funny thing is, Nunzio could probably take out most everyone in this rumble. Like he right. would. What? He could hang with Angle.
Is it wrestling? Is that his?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a great. He'll grapple you.
Gotcha.
You know, UWFI and all that.
Yeah. I just always thought Christian was more believable as a, I don't know, like more versatile, I guess.
Mm.
Like he could be a baby face. A sympathetic baby face. He could be an arrogant chicken shit heel.
He could be a funny guy.
Yeah, he could be a wrestler. He could be a hardcore guy. And in my opinion, he cuts a better promo.
Okay. So why do you think Edge got the push?
He's cuter. I don't think that's.
He's got the look.
Yeah, I don't think Christian is Vince McMahon's kind of guy.
Oh, okay. He's not my type, pal.
Yeah.
Not as cute. Now this is actually good Big Show.
He's got the
Andre singlet.
Yeah.
If he has the Andre singlet, he's good.
Okay.
And he matters.
He just doesn't look very good here.
Yeah, a little flabby. A little flabby, thicker, yeah.
And he's growing out his hair, but he's also losing his hair. So if he was gonna shave his head, this is the time.
He's got the Fu Manchu.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about that either.
But he looks like a giant.
He does look like a giant.
Maybe it is a singlet. I don't know, but
yeah.
I just, anytime he wore that, if you look at his entire career, when he was the giant WCW,
mm-hmm.
and then when he brought it back in the mid-2000s, it's the only time he's ever good or matters.
Yeah, I hear you.
Remember when he wore trunks? That was weird, huh?
When was that?
Like 99, 2000.
Remember when he did the full singlet with both straps and it was kind of like blue and silver or something?
Yeah, no good.
That was Jarrett's show, wasn't it?
It was around that time, yeah. Show Miz, yeah.
Show Miz.
But yeah, not good, didn't matter.
Here's another guy you can't take seriously.
Jericho.
Fucking Chris Jericho.
Where is he nowadays?
Anybody seen him lately? He's obviously retired by now, right?
Yeah, he does a podcast. That's about it, right?
Right. I mean, there's no way at his age he'd still be getting in the ring. That'd be embarrassing.
What about that rock and roll band?
Right.
What happened to that? Oh, we're all going to pile up on Big Show. Got to get him out.
This whole strategy. I tell you what, if you're forming a rock and roll band and you're going to name it after a Muppet.
Yeah.
I'll tell you which Muppet you don't name it after.
Would that be Fozzie Bear?
I mean, or Scooter would be cooler.
Scooter? I was thinking Scooter, too. Beaker?
Yeah, even Beaker.
Oh, here's Charlie Haas. The other half of the world's greatest tag team. Let's see if he does better than Shelton.
Oh, we got a real Haas coming out here.
I think Shelton, he had so much more star power than Charlie here.
The only guy more boring than Shelton Benjamin.
He made Shelton look good, yeah.
Hey, Nunzio's applying Taz's keys to success.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. He's got the conditioning.
His
number was pretty high. I think it was like 23 or 24.
Pretty high number. Although I'm not sure how you're supposed to apply that key. It's not really up to you.
It's the luck of the draw, yeah.
Right.
And there goes your boy, Christian.
Aw. Thanks for coming, Christian.
I mean, by Jericho, they were rivals. They'd have a match at Mania with Trish involved.
Yeah. There was like a love triangle or something?
Not so much that. She turned on Jericho and aligned herself with Christian. She wasn't like in love with Christian or like with Christian before.
Uh oh.
The ass man. Good God, look at him.
Is this daddy?
Jesus H. Christ. don't bring that up. Let's not talk about that.
I feel like he might be one of the most over guys in this ring at the moment.
Yeah.
Just because people remember the outlaw days.
Yeah, the fame asser. Ooh, that didn't look good on Big Show.
Something about Big Show, he can't take a face plant bump.
He refuses. He turned to the side there.
He always does. Like, he would do... There was a brief period of time where he was doing the Vader bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And even on that, he wouldn't land flat on his stomach. He would turn to the side.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know what his deal is.
Billy Gunn, look, is he in better shape 20 years later? I think so.
He might be.
He still looks incredible. He dwarfs all the other elite guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So he was 20. Yeah. Uh-oh. Word life. It's John.
Hustle, loyalty, respect?
The doctor of Fugonomics.
Oh, we're not there yet?
Not there yet. Not quite there.
Okay. This is back when he was cool.
Yeah. He wore look, he's got the throwback Phillies jersey on.
Oh, yeah.
He wore the throwback for every city they were in. He'd wear the whatever jersey.
He's over here mean mugging.
Nunzio, yeah. You think he still has a collection of throwback jerseys?
He must, if he kept them. for when he has to make when he has to come back, make a special appearance. He's got one for every town.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Just in case. For the cheap pops.
No matter what city, he had a throwback jersey for it. I guess that probably started his infatuation with bright colors.
Right.
Yeah. we'd see it in his t-shirts later on. Nunzio. Did I say Nunio? Nunzio. Nunzio finally in the ring.
I love a Nunio. Bowl of Nunios in the morning.
Nunio. Oh. With
some ice cold milk on them.
Oh, have some cereal.
Oh.
RVD.
One of a kind.
My buddy Rob. I've met him twice, so he's my buddy.
Oh, okay.
He's my buddy now.
Nice. He ain't doing shit right now, is he? At this time?
Here?
Yeah.
Not really. He's there.
He's just kind of there.
He works here. I can't remember what he does at Mania.
He teams with Booker T.
That's right, yeah. He's in the tag title turmoil or whatever.
Right. This is an interesting Booker roster.
T. He had a random array of partners. Booker T, Kane.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio, maybe?
Did he ever team with Charlie Haas?
I don't think he got around to Charlie Haas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bob Holly did.
Bob Holly teamed with Charlie Haas?
Yeah. No one remembers that.
Those must have been some dynamite promos.
they ran roughshod over Velocity, I'm sure.
Oh, I bet. that was their A show.
Who so we much, got next here?
So many pirates.
Oh, it's Goldberg. Oh, he's number 30. Okay.
Oh, that's 30.
That's number 30.
Okay.
Every man has now entered the ring. Ooh.
Oh, dear Lord.
Good spear on Big Show. Good spear on Billy Gunn. I'll give him that.
Now that's interesting. I never considered that they were in the E at the same time, Goldberg and Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but that the fact that they were in the same timeline just never computed with me.
Charlie Haas, get the fuck out of here.
He got thrown out by his underwear.
Yeah, they were on different angles on SmackDown. Goldberg was on Raw.
Yeah.
This would have been the only time that they interacted. Ooh. Oh, no, oh, Nunio. Oh, there goes Billy Gunn.
There goes Daddy.
Oh, and there goes.
Oh, I was going to say, is that who gets injured? But no.
No. Coming up, though.
Okay.
Oh, my God, he throttled Nunio.
Yeah, with that spear. That was filthy. Big Show's been here before.
A run-in. It's Brock. F5 on Goldberg.
The fans are all about it, actually.
Brock in his trunks.
Yeah.
Remember those? He made the call to when he came back, switch to the MMA shorts.
He made the right call, you think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Not that he looked bad in the trunks. Just it fit, well, yeah. You know.
Now he doesn't have to worry about leg day.
And Angle dumps Goldberg.
And Angle's the one who gets him out of there, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool. I wonder if they ever had a match. I bet you Kurt Angle could get a decent match out of Goldberg.
Did they ever have? I don't think they did.
I'd be a little afraid, though, if I was Kurt Angle.
Because Goldberg leaves at Mania.
Right.
Yeah, no. No, they sure didn't.
I'd be a little bit afraid of getting hurt if I was Kurt Angle.
Exactly.
Or more hurt.
Piling up a Big Show again. And no.
You need at least eight. Eight is the minimum.
So we're down to our final six.
It's John Cena, for those wondering. Big Show, Kurt Angle, Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, and Rob Van Dam. A lot of work.
Ooh, indeed.
Oh,
we're going up for we're feeling froggy. All those cameras.
John Cena pumping up his kicks.
The five knuckle shuffle.
Yeah, that'll help. Thanks, John.
Oh, no, not the headbutt. No, he didn't need to do those. Did you ever have shoes like that?
No, I never did.
No? Yeah, me neither. What was the point?
Well, it was for playing sports. I guess if you pumped them up, they would grip your feet better and give you more stability or some bullshit.
Sure. It was a gimmick, pal, I guess.
Right. Trying to sell shoes here.
I got excited when my parents got me a pair of shoes that lit up when you walked.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. Hey! Did you see that?
Oh!
Yeah.
Yep.
Eek. Yeah, it's bad.
I think they show that in the Don't Try This at Home.
They do. Yeah. Yeah, he's out of the ring until Mania. He remains on TV. There goes RVD. Yeah, but he's still he can't do anything until then because I remember he had a huge brace on afterwards.
Hmm.
Heavy brace. Like the one where you gotta like you're not even limping, you're like hobbling.
Hmm. Well, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, Big Show, you know, Big Show didn't intend to do that, just the way he landed, you know?
Right.
And I'm sure Matt Morgan didn't want to do that to Hurricane.
Right, right.
But, you know, being so green.
That's why it should be illegal to throw people over the top rope.
Aha, there you go. Bill Watts is onto something there. Go ahead.
Big Show couldn't even take a flat face bump on that bulldog.
I did see that, yeah. Walls of Jericho? The walls in the Rumble? It's not going to help you.
was that an homage to Owen? Remember when Owen slapped the sharpshooter on... Or no, he did a backslide on Triple H in the Rumble one year.
Oh, okay.
A backslide.
Final four. Big Show, Jericho, Benoit, Angle.
This Rumble is... There's a lot of way more activity.
Oh, there goes Jericho.
Oh, shit. Chokeslam over the top.
Yeah, that was a good-looking elimination there.
That was impressive.
That was Raw's last hope, by the way.
Oh, this is all SmackDown?
This is all SmackDown here.
Hmm. So Paul Heyman technically won that fracas?
Yep.
At the beginning?
No matter who wins, he wins.
This is going very long after entrant number 30. We've been here a while since Goldberg came in.
My God, that reminds me of last year, 2023, when it was down to Cody and Gunther, they had a full-on match. It took forever to get one of them out of the ring. That I don't like, when it gets down to the final two.
Yeah.
Let's not have a fucking match.
What about when HBK and Undertaker did it?
Still, you know,
didn't like that either.
I just can we?
That's basically what we're doing here. This might as well be a triple threat at this point.
Yeah, good point. But yeah, I just don't need to have a full on match. 2-3 minutes. Let's get somebody out of there. Let's declare a winner.
You've seen enough?
Yeah. Well, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, the object is to get the guy over the top rope. I'm not going to have a match with you.
This is so pathetic, Big Show.
Oh, okay.
Crying.
He's got a thick ankle. Think it wouldn't be so bad.
He's tapped to the walls of Jericho. Now he's tapped to the ankle lock. Get this pussy out of the ring already.
With his giant singlet. Okay. Oh, there goes Angle. You know what? Pretty nifty way to eliminate him.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, there's a big brain in that giant cranium.
Momentum.
Physics, even. Yeah, physics professor over here.
Kurt Angle, so close. Coming in third. He gets the bronze medal in this one.
See, this is an interesting finale, Chris Benoit and Big Show, because none of these guys are really main eventers necessarily, right? At this point in their careers?
Big Show more than Benoit.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't like Stone Cold and The Rock.
Well, yeah, no. Certainly not. And now the story is, how does Benoit get this big fucker out of the ring?
Right, himself, especially since he's been in since number one.
Right. Big Show, I think, was 24.
What was your impression of Chris Benoit this time?
I almost hate to say it. I was really behind him. Rooting for him, you know.
Oh, he's tapping again. How many times
the cross
giant tap out of this match?
Oh no, not the cross face. You know what happens when he puts a cross face on you?
Well, as long as he doesn't have a towel around your neck, you're okay.
or the Bible.
Right. The Bible.
Then you're fine. How is he going to get him out of there?
Well, they're not sold out, but it's a pretty capacity crowd.
Yeah.
I just noticed all the people way up in the upper deck.
In the rafters.
Are you hating this right now? This
yeah,
double lay
bit.
Down?
Little bit. Can we?
These fans in Philly are ready to go home.
Now is there anyone hanging from the rafters?
I didn't see anybody hanging.
Okay. So not quite. Yeah.
Hey, I don't care about your rush of adrenaline, Big Show. You've tapped out 3 times in this match. You ain't fooling me.
In theory, he should be able to just dump this little fella over the top. Yeah.
Well, you know why he doesn't, right?
Because it's wrestling?
Well, no, he took the strap down.
Oh, correct.
Yeah. He's technically not wearing the singlet anymore.
Good point. Yeah, it's not like Lawler where it makes you stronger.
Right.
Or Kurt Angle. He depowered himself. Was that what you're
saying? Right.
Oh, Benoit. Benoit may be able to drag him over the rope. You know what? It makes sense. I like it.
Psychology, pal.
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to just toss him over. And there he goes.
Yep. Should not have dropped that strap, Big Show. That was his downfall. Seems like the fans are into it.
Yeah. Yeah, they were behind him, too.
A good place to do this kind of thing to tell this story is Philly.
Wow. JR said the attendance numbers. I already did that. You didn't have to, JR.
Yeah, we got that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bunch of rehash, JR.
So the second man to ever win from number one.
Yeah. Took a little longer than the first guy.
he fair to say he earned this one a little more.
Probably a little more, yeah.
Yeah. He's sweating a lot more. He's a lot more out of breath.
But then again, he didn't have to deal with Well Done.
Or Dick Murdoch.
No. So, I mean, they're pretty even, I'd say.
And we got a replay of the elimination here. Yeah, I like it. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how a smaller guy would do that.
And it's very Wolverine-esque, like, clinging with tenacity.
Yeah, good point. Rabid, even.
Yeah. Rabbit even.
Yeah, he just went a little too rabid that day.
Right.
Yeah.
Really showing that killer instinct.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. A little too rabid. Nancy was tapping out, but he was not letting go.
Right.
And oh, okay, yeah, that's the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like when they close with the Rumble.
You like that better than having like a world championship match after?
Yeah, yeah, well, I'm all right with it because it's the Royal Rumble event.
True.
So, if yeah, that's acceptable for me anyway. For the world title match to be bumped up earlier, you know.
Well, hopefully you folks found this watch along to be acceptable.
Yeah, that was fun. So that was a decent Rumble.
I was very like impressed. When I say impressed, I don't mean impressed like it was a good thing, but it left an impression on me. The state of the WWE's roster at this time. It's a very eclectic mix of talent. Not all headliners, but a lot of diversity and big personas. And then you also have a few of those newcomers, which are kind of the more modern mold. Great athletes. They all look like they're in tremendous shape, but lacking in some of that same star power. Not internally, but just for whatever reason, either it was them or it was the company, couldn't find the right push for these guys. Mm-hmm. Guys like Matt Morgan and Shelton Benjamin and, you know, people like Matt Hardy even, people like that.
Yeah, right.
So.
Now do you think Spike Dudley has a claim?
To what?
To this Rumble.
As being a participant? Oh, being a winner, because he never got in the ring.
Well, he didn't get to the ring for reasons.
Right. I think if you don't make it to the ring, I mean, for all intents and purposes, Test has a claim, doesn't he?
Oh, good point. Yeah, he was attacked.
So was
Spike. Duh.
So Mick Foley attacked him? That was the story they were telling there?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like if you don't make it to the ring, you've eliminated yourself. If you don't make it to the ring by the time the match ends, you lost your shot.
I wonder if the payday is the same for the guy who doesn't get to make it to the ring.
Like Test got half pay or something?
Yeah, and Spike.
Look, pal, you never made it to the ring. You can't expect to make a full night's pay.
Even if it was just like, even if they just gave those guys like $500, they did nothing. It's free, all free money, right?
I'm not sure if it works quite that way.
I'm sure it's not that low. It can't be, right?
Well, I mean, even just that. Four. That they get paid per show. I'm not sure if it still worked like that.
Guess the paper, yeah, because it's a pay-per-view, right? So, but even still, like, whatever money they get later, I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, there certainly wouldn't have been any bonuses involved, I don't think.
Right.
For helping to draw the house.
true. But still, hey, you know, I didn't have to do anything.
All right, Tess, lay down.
Give me some money.
That's what he had to do. Lay down. We're going to put some stuff on top of you. Just lay there.
At least Spike took a choke slam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in a little work. Yeah.
On the ramp.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was a fun Rumble.
I thought so, too. I like I said, I like the roster. Just such a cool mix of different types of wrestlers from different eras and different companies. Even there was ECW guys,
yeah,
WCW guys, just very, very cool time capsule of the status of the WWE at that time. Bischoff and Heyman starting it off, Stone Cold.
Oh yeah.
Getting in the mix a little bit there too. So
Brock and Goldberg.
Yeah.
Seeing that.
Can't get much bigger than that. Okay. So we'll take a break. We'll reset. And on the other side of it, we will close things out for another Raise Your Wrestling IQ edition of The Final Say. Stay tuned.
Front face lock in that chancery position. And Benoit.
Oh, you got it! There he goes! It's going!
Benoit, little Benoit!
Benoit's hanging onto that head like a damn lock in a pitbull like that.
Benoit's a holding headlock. And holding. He's holding. He's going to tell Peter.
Oh, my God! Peter. Oh, my God! He's going to go! Get off! Can he do it? Hang on, show!
John Kerry!
Hang on, show! Yes! Benoit has done it!
Here is your winner of the 2004 Royal Rumble match, Chris Benoit!
Benoit's going to WrestleMania, JR, and he's getting a title shot!
Chris Benoit, well over 1 hour of hell,
wow,
has won the Royal Rumble match! Before 17,289 fans, and yes, Chris Benoit Dream, the headline WrestleMania has come true.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Handsome Dan Lopez, Jay Chewbacca with you, ready to wrap things up for another Raise Your Wrestling IQ edition of The Final Say. We just got done watching, along with you, the 2004 Royal Rumble, courtesy of World Wrestling Entertainment. A unique time in the history of the business, with a winner who probably isn't a Rumble whose 20th anniversary probably isn't going to be celebrated in high fashion on WWE Network or whatever.
Yeah, I don't see them mentioning that at this year's event. No.
Did the Rumble? Yeah.
I guess they won't mention it. They wouldn't have mentioned it.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
The Rumble could be happening right now, and I wouldn't know because I don't care.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
Do they still do a women's and a men's?
Oh yeah, of course.
Lame.
Yeah. Got to keep track of that too. Great.
Who'd have thought we'd ever see the day that there would be 30 female wrestlers in a company, like enough to have their own Rumble?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against it or anything. It just
female wrestling. Imagine saying that to the promoters back in the day.
Yeah, really.
30 broads.
Who the hell would want to see that, pal? Anyhow.
They're down there with the midgets.
Right. They're just a special attraction.
Special attraction, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the point in the show where we let you know how to get in touch with us and share your thoughts on anything we talked about, whether it was, the type of folks we'd put the boots to in the intro. Maybe you've got candidates who, some mud hole candidates of your own. Or thoughts on the Rumble. Were you a fan? Were you watching at that time, 2004? What did you think about the event and who won and all the names that were involved and how their careers ended up shaking out? You can get a hold of us and share all of that, and Jay will tell you how.
Well, I am on the X. Throw it up. Follow me there. At Tweets of Jay Baca. Tweets of J-Y-B-A-C-A.
Not and, Hopes of Jay Baca.
No. I'm gonna keep it that way, damn it.
Keeping it old school.
Yeah. I started that long before Elon Musk came along.
Yeah, this jobber. Elon Musk. This young upstart.
Yeah, he won't even return my emails.
He won't even at you?
No. And his is the only one I use.
Nerve of this guy.
Mass Debaters is on there as well. At Mass Debaters, Mass D-E-B-A-T-O-R-S. And you can write to me electronically at this address, jbaca, WLW@gmail.com. And don't forget, the letters are not in the computer. You gotta type them out on the computer. You press send. That's how I get them on my computer. So.
Right. Whether JR or Jim Cornette understand it or not is not important. What is it?
Yeah, I've heard Corny say that he only looks at Twitter on his desktop.
Yeah, he doesn't have a smartphone.
That's wild to me.
Apparently his wife does all that, so.
Twitter.com?
Yeah.
Just going to the, on your browser, you know.
Yep. Which, by the way, it's not x.com.
It's still twitter.com, huh?
Right. But all right. For some reason, we're not tweeting, we're posting now.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Oh, wait. Can't forget ProWrestlingTees.com/RockyBaia. Always. Yeah. Rocky, B-A-I-A. Go over there and buy a shirt.
Hashtag never forget.
Hashtag pay full price.
Last time he reached out to me, he was down again with the coronavirus.
Oh, really? Jeez. Yeah.
So this is round two for him. But wow. I'm thinking his immune system is probably going to help him kick out of it even faster this time.
Right.
So, we're definitely pulling for you, Rocky, and look forward to hearing from you again real soon. Definitely go over to ProWrestlingTees.com/RockyBaia and buy a shirt. We've got ours. Lots of cool designs to check out there. And so, as far as getting in touch with me, we keep it simple. Everything is, at Dan's Final Say. So on X, it's at Dan's Final Say. On Instagram, it's Dan's Final Say. Facebook.com/Dan's Final Say is the Facebook page. And from there, you can join the group. Nothing happens on the page. So if you get there, join the group and you can participate in the posts and the polls and all the stuff we do over there. My email is dansfinalsay@yahoo.com. So keep it simple for you. As far as Facebook is concerned, I raised a question which came about because I was listening to a shoot interview by Kevin Sullivan.
Ah, brother.
Yeah. The game master himself.
The devil.
I wonder if they ever would have brought in Kevin Sullivan to manage Kane. That'd be a good fit.
That'd be a great idea. They never would have done that. Yeah.
No.
They never would have made that call.
I wonder if Vince buys the gimmick, because there's a lot of people who don't.
About the devil thing?
Yeah, like, they just can't believe in Kevin Sullivan as a threat to anybody.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a shorter fella.
Right, and then with the real thick Boston accent, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
As the devil, yeah.
Right. It just doesn't... Pretty funny. It doesn't fit. But anyway, he said that Road Warrior Hawk, Mike Hegstrand, could have had a career similar to The Undertaker's if he would have found a way to evolve in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And put the shoulder pads and the spikes away for a little while, and then brought them back, mm-hmm. the way The Undertaker did, in putting the dead man on the shelf for a little bit, and then bringing him back. I guess he didn't mention Animal. He said that the Hawk just had a special sort of charisma that, okay. if he would have done that, he could have prolonged his career and been even more over in the latter stages than he was in the beginning. What do you think about that?
Fascinating. Does he mean, like, in the role? Like, he doesn't mean in the role of Undertaker.
No.
He means, like Undertaker.
Yeah, so let's say you break up the Road Warriors, right?
Uh-huh.
In the mid-90s, like...
Which they did, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hawk becomes something else. Keeps his shit together, you know, doesn't have all the personal problems and whatnot. But he becomes a different gimmick.
Gotcha.
And then a couple years later, whatever, he brings the spikes and the shoulder pads back. But not with Animal. He just does it himself.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know about that. I liked seeing them solo. As you know, it was about the team. They were a team, you know.
I suppose. But, I mean, every team breaks up eventually.
I know, but their look, their act was so... It required both of them.
I suppose.
In my eyes.
Are there any other teams like that? Rock and Roll Express, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, good call.
Can't have Ricky without Robert.
Right. I want to say... Well, no, I was going to say Demolition, but... They each had their own...
Yeah.
Gimmicks.
But, I mean, they couldn't have gone forward as Axe or Smash
mm-hmm.
and been successful, I don't think.
Right.
So, in that sense, it's kind of like the Road Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I see what you're saying. Okay. Any recommendations?
Let's see. I'm sure I do.
It's just okay gotta, if you don't.
No. I do. I just got to think of them. Do you? While I think of that?
The only thing I'll say is, and gosh, I can't remember if I mentioned it in the last episode or not, but we rewatched the Dungeons & Dragons movie, Honor Among Thieves.
Oh, okay.
Because my kids yeah. really liked it. So we that's not easy to say. We rewatched it, and I enjoyed it the first time, and I feel like the more times I watch it, it's going to lose its shine.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to, like, this time was only my second time watching it, and I was into it throughout, but after it was over, and I kind of thought about it, I'm like, there's a lot of holes.
Oh, no.
In this movie. And I'm not talking about women in the movie. I'm talking about plot. Just to be clear.
If we had a bell, I'd be ringing it.
That's how Vince would have said it if they'd have proposed the 30-woman Royal Rumble. Who wants to watch 30 holes, pal?
30 holes. I love it.
Hold on. Wouldn't it be... No, never mind. I was trying to do a multiplication. Anyway.
I guess it would be 60 holes.
Well, it depends on your tastes and preferences. It could be... it could be 90 holes.
Oh, yeah. I can hear Gorilla. Would you stop?
Will you stop? Get the hell out of here. All right.
I'll put a hole in you.
But with that movie, if you still haven't seen it, I still would recommend it. So the second time around, it wasn't a fluke is what I'm trying to say. The first time I saw it, I enjoyed it. Second time around, I enjoyed it. And for all the same reasons, it's fun. It moves at a good pace. And they even get you in the heartstrings towards the end with a particular story that they tell. So if you still haven't seen Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, I would still recommend it. It may not be a lifelong favorite or anything that you ever revisit, but if you're looking for just a good time to have with the family, especially if you have even younger kids can sit through it and have a good time, but older kids as well, it's a recommend.
Okay. Right on. I got one. Pretty fun one. I think anyway. I've been going back and watching Whose Line Is It Anyway? And it's on Max. Call me Max Dad. The ones from like late 90s, early 2000s, hosted by Drew Carey. I'm like, I think I've watched like over 100 episodes. It's like I'm like well into season 4, and they taped a lot of episodes. A lot.
I don't even know the premise of that show. I've never seen an episode.
It's improv comedy.
Okay.
They play improv games. Hilarity ensues.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's it really. Wayne Brady.
I feel like he's come up a few times.
That's where we, America first saw Wayne Brady.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure he has. There's a whole bunch. It got real popular at the time. So, like, a lot of good guest stars. Robin Williams was on an episode.
Okay.
Like, he didn't just pop in. Like, he was on the... The roster, not the roster, but like he was on there for an episode.
Okay.
Played all the games and everything.
Nice.
Robin Williams, Richard Simmons.
Oh,
popped
boy.
In. That's one of the funnier moments in the whole show history. you know who made an appearance?
Who's that?
China.
Oh, Joni.
Yeah. Joni, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. She was delightful. Oh, she was fine. she didn't have to do a whole lot, but she looked great. She was delightful.
Oh, good. I love me some Joni.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've just been watching all those really taking me back to some warm and fuzzy memories of watching, because those were on ABC, and there'd be like sometimes there'd be 2-hour block of new episodes, and I'd just be sitting there from 7 to 9 o'clock watching that. So I think it really did. It really did. It's one of those that like shaped my sense of humor because I was just, I was all about the silly shit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So
my,
now.
And my family was not.
Like, will you knock it off?
Yeah, basically.
So now it can be found exclusively on Max.
On Max. Yep.
All right. Cool. Anything else?
Nope. I'm good to go. Okay. All set.
All right. Well, this has been fun. And we've got a brand spanking new episode coming out tomorrow. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. An album review we're doing. And in the spirit of the season, because Valentine's Day is right around the corner, we are kicking things off in romantic fashion by reviewing the soundtrack to one of the greatest love stories of all time, Karate Kid Part 2.
it's basically better than Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, I mean, when people think love stories, there's a few names that come to mind, but definitely high up on that list is Daniel and Kumiko. It just rolls right off the tongue. Daniel hearts Kumiko.
At the Sadie Hawkins dance, randomly. Right. Yeah.
But that soundtrack, of course, features one of the, now this cannot be disputed, one of the greatest love songs of all time, The Glory of Love by the one and only Peter Cetera.
Of Chicago fame?
Absolutely.
Nice.
So.
Very familiar. I'm very familiar with this track.
I mean, he did it all for The Glory of Love. And we will, too. That's tomorrow.
I can't wait to check out the video for that.
Yeah, and everybody should really. If you want to come prepared to listen to this album review, folks, you'll do yourself a favor and check out the video, the music video for "The Glory of Love," featuring a sweater-clad Peter Cetera who is sort of writhing and caressing himself. And
oh my.
Yeah, it gets awkward real fast.
It gets uncomfortable?
As you can imagine, yes. I'm sure he's comfortable in his sweater. I mean, it looks like a nice cozy material, but you watching might start squirming in your seats when he really gets going.
Something for the ladies, I guess.
I'm not sure if that's for anybody. I'm not sure anybody needed to see that, but we did.
He's not real hunky, is it, at this point?
I mean, even if he was, like, I don't know. I just don't know. But
we'll leave it up to the public.
Yeah, the people. You be the judge, folks. So listen for that. And in the meantime, for Jay Chewbacca, this has been your host, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, movies, music, etc. Here, as often as we are, to raise your wrestling IQ. But until next time, we have just had our final say. See you later.
Bye-bye.